This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. 6 days until Election Day 2020 in the United States, Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a 4-year term in the White House. As the coronavirus makes a deadly comeback across nearly the entire U.S., President Trump blames the news media for trying to incite fear, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cases are rising in every state except Hawaii. 34 states are seeing more deaths. The president still insists the country's rounding the corner, but says you wouldn't know that from watching the news.
COVID.
In Florida.
COVID, he's complaining. He's jealous of COVID's media coverage.
Former President Obama mocking his successor, whose administration, he says, screwed up the pandemic response. The president insists a week from today, right after the election, the media will say the pandemic is all better. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wednesday, Turkey vowed to take, quote, legal and diplomatic actions over a cartoon in the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo, mocking Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Turkish presidency said in a statement, quote, we assure our people that necessary legal and diplomatic actions will be taken against the cartoon, end quote. Minutes later, the Ankara prosecutor's office launched an investigation into the publication. The front page caricature of Wednesday's edition of Charlie Hebdo sparked fury in Turkey, a mostly Muslim country with increasingly tense relations with France. Kabul police say a bomb attack in the Afghan capital killed at least 3 civilians and injured 14 others Tuesday. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said countries globally reported more than 2 million confirmed coronavirus cases last week. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
The alarming weekly figure is the shortest time ever for such an exponential increase since the pandemic began. The UN Health Agency says deaths were also on the rise in Europe, with about a 35% spike since the previous week. The agency also notes that hospitalizations and intensive care unit occupancy due to COVID-19 has increased in 21 countries, estimating about 18% of patients were hospitalized, with about 7% needing ICU support or breathing machines. I'm Charles de la Desma.
EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said Wednesday Brussels has set aside 100 million euros for quicker tests for coronavirus as Europe faces a second wave of the epidemic. The president of the European Commission said, quote, rapid antigen tests are now coming to the market. This can play a significant role, but we will propose an EU approach to approval, end quote. A day before an emergency video conference of EU leaders, von der Leyen said the European Commission would push for better coordinated action on tracking and tracing virus cases across the bloc. A new study of the British population shows antibodies in the human body fighting against COVID-19 declined rapidly in the British population during the summer, suggesting any immunity against the virus may not last long. The findings suggest the possibility of decreasing population immunity ahead of a second wave of infections in recent weeks that has forced local lockdowns and restrictions. Hurricane Zeta is due to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast Wednesday after bringing heavy rains to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm could bring a storm surge of 1 to 3 meters as it comes ashore in southeastern Louisiana in the afternoon. Zeta is also expected to spawn some tornadoes as it pushes into the southeastern United States, as well as bring the threat of flooding with its locally heavy rains. The Los Angeles Dodgers are Major League Baseball's new champions, clinching their first World Series title since 1988 with a 3-1 win over the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 6 Tuesday night. The Dodgers' victory comes just 2.5 weeks after the Los Angeles Lakers won an NBA title. For more on these and other stories, please visit us on voanews.com or download our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.